No, I don't know what it is.
And who was staying with the girl?
Bride, maid. I mean, yeah, bridesmaid.
When you were a child, did you ever hear of a real noisy celebration they might have after a wedding, with dynamite even, and guns? And
yeah.
What would you call that?
Shivering.
Who would you shiver it?
Shivery the couple that was married or something like that.
Would it make any difference who the couple was?
I mean, no, I don't think so. No, necessarily. It was. If they were shivering, they'd shiver in.
How long ago did that quit happening?
That shivering?
Yes,
sir. I don't know whether it's completely quit or not. I guess it has just about quit. You never hear of it anymore. I haven't heard of it lately. But
you remember
what? Well, not much. I never was around much. When you know, they used to throw rice and stuff, and they'd do all kind of tricks. They'd pile a, they'd tie bears to the car if they had a car, you know, and something like that, you know. And try blood on the car, and when they drive off, the old bell would go to rattling, you know. And just different little tricks like that. But that's I never was around a big. Well, they kind of considered chivalry, and yeah. But I never was a party to anything like that much, and never was around where they'd done any much chivalry. But they used to do a lot of it. I've heard of it.
Well, the man who lives, is it Mr. Milliken, is that his name?
Yeah.
If someone came to your house and said, where's the Bird and Butterfly Museum? You'd say, it's what?
Well, that's my neighbor right down the road here, to the right.
Would it make how far it was? Make any difference how far?
No, just so if he's a neighbor, it doesn't make any difference how far he is. It's usually the one closest to you they call neighbors, you know, but sometimes they're not neighbors and somebody else will be your neighbor over 7 or 8 miles, you know. A neighbor is usually somebody you can depend on kind of hooking you up. It's not necessarily the one that lives right by you.
What if it was 10 or 20 miles away? You say, and I said, where's the Bird and Butterfly Museum? It was 10 or 20 miles away. You'd say, it's what?
Oh, it's over. You tell them what planet it's in, what road it's on, so on, like that, and how to get to it, if they want to know how to get to it.
Oh,
you really wouldn't say, it's my neighbor over there. You really wouldn't call it a neighbor.
Well, when you were a child, did you ever go out and even young people would move around the floor to music?
Oh, yeah.
What would you call that?
Dance?
What dances would you do then?
Well, now, when I was a teenage boy, we used to have what we called play parties. We didn't have instruments. We didn't have fiddles and guitars and stuff like that. We danced by singing. Singing, you know, just like square dances. You've seen square dances, haven't you? I've seen square dancing on television. You've seen them?
Yes.
They call it, you know. They have a caller. They call it. And we done the same thing with singing. You know, do-si-do and in and out and just dance around just like you're dancing for music, you know.
Do you remember any of them?
Oh, yeah, I used to go to those play parties.
Would you sing one?
Well, I went to just numbers and numbers of play parties where you just get a partner and choose up and just go to dancing over the floor and playing, you know, couples and several, just maybe 15 or 20 couples be on the floor at the same time, you know.
Did you sing a certain thing or something?
Well, I sang Old Joe Clark and First One Thing in the North. We sang different songs and danced with the music.
Do you remember any of the songs?
Yeah, I remember Old Joe Clark. We used to sing Old Joe Clark.
Would you sing it?
Well, I can say a few little verses. I'd say, Old Joe Clark's dead and gone. I hope he's doing well. He made me wear the ball and chain until my ankle swelled. Just a lot of verses. You just make up most anything you want to sing, do it, you know, and sing with the Old Joe Clark.
I've never heard
of it. And dance around as you sing, you know.
You mean there'd be other verses like that?
Oh, yeah, just a lot of verses. I can't remember now what they were.
That's really tough. Well, what time of day would you do that?
You'd have those parties at night, those play parties. They call them play parties. And then a lot of places had dances that they used guitars and instruments, you know, to dance by.
You wouldn't call that a play party?
No, you'd call that a dance. They'd have square dances and other dances too, where they'd waltz and two-step, they call it, you know, and then they'd have those square dances. I didn't know much about square dances. Well, I never did do no square dances, not anything at all.
Did they ever have them at home?